WTAR.
Hey, bust a move on over to our website, datadoctors.com, and check out all there is to learn about splogs, splogging, and sportles.
I believe that would be bust a click on over.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Click a move, whatever you got to do. It is the newest and latest scourge on the internet, these guys using pay-per-click advertising and putting up all of these fake sites, trying to get you to click on a link so that they can make a little money, get some cash. We got time for a call or no?
We got time for a quick call, so we'll find out if Harry and Tempe can be quick.
Or at least maybe set up the question so we can answer it on the other side of the break.
Hi there.
Hey there.
You were talking about internet security.
Yes.
What if your kid, you don't want your kid to be an administrator, and it will not update unless the person logged on is an administrator?
Yes.
Any way around it?
Well, yeah, the administrator needs to administer the system. That's exactly what an administrator account is for.
So the way you would work around that would be is you as the parent, if you want to limit your child's ability on the machine, you would go in and log in from time to time, let's say weekly, and do all the updates so that when your kids are on, they've got the latest updates. Now, let me ask a question, though, is what are you thinking you're doing when you're making them not an administrator on their machine?
So that they can't get on and install products that I don't feel are appropriate.
Okay. Just checking. A lot of people think that that's somehow going to add some level of protection where somebody can't do something, and that may or may not be the case depending on what that is. So.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's a double-edged sword, right? So they can't install anything, and neither can you in that account. Because that's, you know, it's a limited account, and there's no way to know when it's you and when it's them. That's why you have to flip over to your administrator account and then do the maintenance, and then usually that takes care of all of the profiles.
The other alternative is to say don't install stuff or you're going to get your computer taken away and then go that route. So
you can also temporarily change the account setting to administrator, make the changes in the child's account, change it back to a limited use, and then log out.
Sounds like lots of fun. Good luck with that, Harry. We're going to take a quick time out here, get you caught up with some news going on around the state, around the country. And we'll be back on the other side. 602-277-5827 is the number. It's Ken and Brandon. It's the Computer Corner. We'll be right back.